This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. February presents perhaps the most significant pro-life case before the U.S. Supreme Court this year. It pits pregnancy support centers against California AG Tony Becerra, who is defending a California law compelling pro-abortion speech from pregnancy support centers. Australians are fighting children's vaccines derived from abortion specimens. A group there says the abortion specimen sourcing for most vaccines today counters religious tenets of major world religions, Christianity, Buddhism, Islam, and Judaism, and prompts major medical concerns as well. UN watchdog CFAM reports that abortion advocates have failed to insert abortion as an initial UN humanitarian response to disaster. Had the initiative been successful, it could have compelled more abortion worldwide. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. Abortion proponents don't like abortion pill reversals. Regret is common after a woman takes a chemical abortion pill, but such women are told there is no turning back from completing the 3-day abortion procedure. Not so, say two doctors who last month saw the 400th child born after abortion pill reversal, who also say it is as simple as overwhelming abortifacient hormone blockers with natural hormones. The first step is simple. On the web, find abortionpillreversal.com. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.